Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Mexico's new president is sworn in today, Enrique Peña Nieto, a member of the pre-political party, inherits a country with a mixed record. Much of Mexico is embroiled in a deadly drug war that has killed as many as 50,000 people. But Peña Nieto is also taking over an economy that is doing surprisingly well. Many say thanks to the outgoing head of state. NPR's Kerry Kahn reports.
In his final days in office, now former President Felipe Calderón kept a low profile. He announced he's taking a job at Harvard, and he did post this farewell video on the president's official website.
Muy estimadas mexicanas, muy estimados mexicanos.
Sitting behind his desk with his hair a little thinner and waistline wider than when he took office 6 years ago, Calderón writes a letter of thanks to the Mexican people.
Muchas gracias y hasta pronto, México.
The somber mood of the video seems at times apologetic, but in the select few interviews Calderón has given, he staunchly defends his decision to go after the narco-traffickers with the full might of the country's military. Unfortunately, the brutal violence and high death toll of that strategy will be Calderón's legacy. And that's unfortunate, says George Grayson, an expert on Mexico at the College of William and Mary. He says expectations were so high when Calderón took office, but Grayson says he failed to tackle the tough issues facing the country.
It turned out that he was unimaginative, that he surrounded himself with sycophants, and he never really configured a strategy. A consistent strategy to fight the cartels.
Unlike Calderón's strategy of eliminating narco kingpins, Peña Nieto has promised to combat the crime associated with the drug wars, the murders, extortion, and kidnapping. He's also proposed to build a new anti-drug force under the resurrected Interior Ministry and says he will cut the murder rate in half by the end of his administration. And expectations are high that Peña Nieto can succeed where his predecessor failed. George Grayson says the incoming president is a much different politician. He knows how to accept advice.
He knows what he doesn't know, which is a great asset in a politician. And so he is surrounding himself with individuals who complement his weaker areas.
Just who is backing Peña Nieto was a major issue in the hard-fought presidential campaign. Peña Nieto campaigned as the fresh face of the PRI, more modern and democratic than his party's old apparatus, which ruled Mexico through corruption and vote rigging for most of the last century.
Señoras y señores, representantes de los medios de comunicación, muy buenas tardes tengan todos ustedes.
But as Peña Nieto's cabinet was announced to a packed hotel ballroom Friday, a few of the so-called dinosaurs from past pre-administrations did show in the lineup, alongside several young picks, all with impressive foreign degrees and experience. Despite that mixed picture, Carlos Ramirez, a political risk strategist with the Eurasia Group, says U.S. investors like what they see in Peña Nieto and his advisors.
There is probably the best economic and political environment of the past four or five administrations.
Mexico's manufacturing exports are up, the country is more competitive than ever with China, and Peña Nieto has already shown some political muscle in helping get a new labor reform bill through the lame duck Congress. But Ramirez says Peña Nieto faces enormous challenges too, including entrenched corruption and virtual monopolies in key economic sectors like oil and telecommunications. He says Peña Nieto has made some big promises.
It is something that could play in his favor, but at the same time, it could backfire if he is not able to deliver.
And Ramirez adds pessimistically, it wouldn't be the first time a Mexican president fell short of expectations. Kerry Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.